Hi, this is Jimmy Chatton, and possibly the biggest goal theme for this month is to get myself out there in the vast gestalt of the internet. This theme is backed up by two goals for November. Posting to social media, my gigabytes of 2019 pictures and video. I really need to get back on that, get more of that out there. And this podcast, distributed to Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Again, what do these goals do? Well, many things. Let's grok. Number one, what these goals do is it keeps me in mind. Putting out images and supplying sound on the regular makes me pop up on your feed. If you see me there, you may not even remember what the post was about, but it'll be put away in the short-term unconsciousness to remind you later of me. Simply put, out of sight, out of mind, and we never want to be out of mind. Showbiz knows this. No publicity is bad publicity. As an aside, I have a problem with this, as we only have three true risks in life: physical disability, mental psychosis, and a reputational scarlet letter. That'll be a cast for another time. Being regular lets folks begin to look forward to seeing my posts. It also plays into the algorithms that decide what you see. And when you interact, it'll cycle back to improve the reach of the post. But you'll only react to content that makes you feel, which may lead into point two, where the struggle is real. As Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, would put it, don't create, document. I can leverage this podcast to document what I'm thinking, the philosophy and set of heuristics acting as lenses to my decision making, and what I am trying. It holds me accountable and lets less than flattering things get through to you, society abroad. And that's the point. No one is an angel on high bestowing the answers to people's prayers with words of profound wisdom. We're people. We're kind of petty, we smell, and easily 9 out of 10 of us will never approach any given hardship or perceived vulnerability. I'm like that. I used to have a heuristic for my motivations of, I only want to be the best, top 10%. Otherwise, it's not worth the effort at all. Because competition is for chumps. I still subscribe to the last bit, that bit about chumps. That competition is largely wasteful. It's a gamble when approached without an edge. However, I've come to realize that be the very best is merely a cover of hubris over a primal fear of being vulnerable. Being alone in the dark, carrying a torch. That's some good imagery there. Let's explore that. Alone in the dark with a light. Others looking on from the safety of the blinding sunshine. Unable to see into the shadow. Unconscious to the wondrous and terrible things in the black. But that's me out there. Stumbling around, trying different things. Holding up shining objects for you in the light to see and wonder at and maybe replicate there in safety, improving the world of light in some way. It's also true of the monsters. I can shout to you of the things that have scarred me in the dark, for whether or not you enter shadow too, monsters have been known to walk in the sunshine. Oof. That got dark quick. Pun not intended? Guess that's how the hero's journey goes through it, though. Have a problem? Go into the dark for a solution? Find something unexpected? And bring knowledge, even partially, of the thing found back to the world of light. And if Star Wars tells us anything, we humans eat that stuff up. Doesn't matter the specifics of the story. It's the documentary aspects of another person's investigations. None of the effort though, matters unless word can be sent back to what is uncovered. Another phrase comes to mind. If a tree falls in the forest with no one to hear, does it make any sound? I'd argue no. If you're in the business of finding answers as I am, they don't matter unless at least one other person is or can be made aware of what solutions exist. So, I put this podcast out. I talk at a high level about what I'm seeing, maybe a little of what I'm having troubles with, and hopefully an answer or two that'll help at least one of you gets put down in recordable form. And then I share it on Instagram for the likes. So, let's get to the third and final point. The end goal is leadership by whatever means. Well, let's explore those means. I've studied and interviewed on leadership extensively. Someday I'll collect my notes for you. In the meantime, there's this seeming truth with a capital T, about leadership. First, you must be known as someone in the field of what you're seeking leadership in. It must not just be said over and over, but also demonstrated. This is a term for it would be brand. Second, what you demonstrate doesn't have to be objectively the best, but it will be better than anyone that doesn't have as good of a brand. This is your content. Third, through demonstration, learn enough to not just talk the talk, but also you have to walk the walk. This will both protect you when others challenge your leadership, and, more importantly, you won't lead others into danger. What's danger? Anything not the truth, again with a capital T. At best, you'll get others confused and lost. At worst, you'll make them into monsters who think the evil they do is good. Don't be a monster making foolish monsters, okay? Let's continue. Point 3. As we've talked about, your brand is what you always want people to reference before anyone else. And that only happens when you're on someone's mind, and that only happens when you are seen by someone. We're highly visual creatures. Exposing others to your brand lets them begin to like you by what's called in psychology the mere exposure effect. There's a next level strategy to this too. Be seen by those someones who have a specific problem. A specific problem in the area of expertise you're showing yourself to be a leader in. And why are you a leader? Because you've been documenting your search in the dark for answers to the same problems someone else now needs to address. But how will people know you have the solutions to what troubles them? Content. And the only real content that matters is the documentation. Here's another little story. You and a friend are hiking. Your friend gets ahead. Later, your friend reappears at the top of the mountain, where you're headed. They shout about how glorious it is up at the top, that you should really join them, and do it faster, just keep working hard. Okay, but how? Without knowing the trail that your friend took, or a warning of the dangers that could be faced, or even just how tired they are now that they're at the top, their answers mean nothing. Or worse, they make you envious and spiteful of them. Or full of woe and despair for yourself because they got there first and you are left behind. That's why documentation matters. It's the journey more than the destination. Always. That's about it. November's theme is pretty clear. Be known. And as we know, being known is the most important part, so long as it isn't a scarlet letter that prevents you from being acceptable to society, no one worthy of society will trust your answers then. Next comes documentation. Humans love to see other people struggle, maybe even triumph in the end. And lastly, you can lead people to solutions, but you'll already be leading them and yourself to the answers while documenting. What are your efforts to be known? Have you gone into the dark and come back with scars and shiny things? I'd like to know. Your experience will save me and others from harm, so please comment below or reach out to me privately and encourage others to share their explorations. So, until next time, Black Friday, take care of yourself out there in the world.